The Baltimore and Ohio Railroad Museum, which is an affiliate of the Smithsonian Institution, has been in the news recently. They've just acquired at auction the locomotive York. And in the WBJC studio to talk to me about this event is Executive Director Courtney Wilson. So what makes this acquisition so very important?
Well, gosh, the B&O Railroad itself literally gave this locomotive away to the Chicago Museum of Science and Industry in 1935. And outside of a short stint in the 1970s, coming back to the museum and then to York, Pennsylvania for a short exhibition, it's been on exhibit out there forever, yet it was built here in Baltimore on the site of where the museum is today. So having it back is a tremendous homecoming.
And it really completes the picture of your collection, I understand.
It does. It's one of three replicas that were made for the 100th anniversary of the B&O Railroad in 1927. And we've always had the other two. And technologically, this particular locomotive fills in a gap in that history of locomotive motive power that we didn't have.
You know, I think it's sad how often our history seems just to disappear off into the ether. One of the wonderful things about this industry here in Baltimore is how they seem, from the outset, to have wanted to preserve their history.
It's so true, and it's rare of a railroad company, too, because they tend to be chasing the dollars even throughout history and not so worried about their history. But, you know, the B&O was very aware and started actually collecting in 1876 and formed their first exhibition at the Great Centennial Exposition in Philadelphia. And that collection grew and grew and was at many, many sort of world's fairs across the country. And when the museum was born in 1953, they had the oldest, most historic, and most comprehensive American railroad collection in the world.
Not to mention, of course, the fact that Baltimore was so important in the history of railroad industry in America, right?
Indeed, it was born here. The first commercial railroad was established here at what we call Mount Clair in downtown Baltimore. And the museum sits on that site today, known as the birthplace of American railroading. And we still run trains on a seasonal basis across the first railroad right away in the Western Hemisphere.
So how soon will we be able to see the York here in Baltimore?
It will be on exhibit by the beginning of February. So we're excited for people to come down and take a look at it. It's really an interesting little machine.
So this will be part of the museum's roundhouse on West Pratt Street. It's a part of the permanent exhibition, Roads to Rails. And this really interprets the birth and early development of railroading in the Western Hemisphere. You can find out more details on the website, which is borail.org. It's been such a pleasure to speak to their executive director, Courtney Wilson. Thank you so much for coming in and congratulations on bringing the York home.
Thank you, Judith.